The European Policy Action Centre on Violence Against Women was established by the European Women's Lobby in 1997, 2 years following the Fourth World Conference on Women, which took place in China in 1995. The objective of a European Policy Action Centre on Violence Against Women was to act as a lobbying tool and a catalyst for women's non-governmental organisations to develop European-wide policies in the specific area of violence against women. A number of activities were developed within the framework of the centre, a database containing organisations working in the area of violence against women in the different countries of the European Union was established. A European Observatory on Violence Against Women was set up, which consists of an expert group of 15 experts from each member state, with a particular expertise in different areas of violence against women, and with the task of advising the European Women's Lobby as to which areas of policy need further development at a European Union level. That the centre developed in association with the European Observatory was a study carried out in 1999 on domestic violence with a view to challenging the myth that domestic violence is a private affair and to ascertain if this form of male violence was systematically recorded in the member states. A copy in English and French of this study is available. The centre closely monitored the UN Convention on Transnational Organized Crime, with particular attention on the Protocol on Trafficking in Women, to ensure that containing examples of organizations working in particular areas of violence against women, was also drafted in the year 2000. This year we have launched a European campaign on women asylum seekers to draw attention to the fact that women are asylum seekers too, and to demonstrate that their experience of persecution can be different to that of men, and that these forms of persecution should be recognized as legitimate grounds for the granting of asylum to women in all of the EU member states. Throughout the campaign, we are also demanding that there will be a European policy on asylum, one in which will be gender sensitive and will take into consideration the experience of persecution of women, such as female genital mutilation, war, forced marriages, stoning to death for presumed adultery.